Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. As part of our nostalgia throwbacks, I'm dusting off some old tapes that may have never been heard before unless you were listening on the afternoon of August the 6th, 2001. This will be the first time you hear my chat with then-world champion Tony Siragusa. The Hard Knocks crew had set up out in Westminster. We had set up at Bear Stadium. Brian Baldinger and I did NFL Monster Monday and Nasty Nationwide from Ravens camp, where they were promoting Hard Knocks with HBO. Because it was going on during practice, the players actually sat down with us before the live broadcast. We had Brian Billick and Marvin Lewis and Ozzie Newsome and Art Modell live on the set. But we also had some players on. Harry Swain joined us that day. And Tony Siragusa. This happened before Baldinger showed up. So this is just Goose and I. And him, no doubt, breaking my balls in 2001.
Welcome back, Nasty Nationwide, live from the world champion Baltimore Ravens training camp. We're in Westminster, Maryland. Practice about to begin at Bear Stadium Field. It caught up with the man, the myth, the legend, the heart and soul of the defensive line of the Baltimore Ravens, Tony Siragusa, a little earlier over at the hotel, and here's what the Goose and I had to say.
The big man has entered the building. Tony Siragusa is here, star of Playboy magazine. I read your Playboy interview. You proud of that?
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was great.
I did look pretty good.
I don't know how you looked. I mean, I just thought the words were great.
No, I mean, like, most of the times, like, if you're real ugly, like, if you were in it or something like that, they'd have to, like, airbrush you or something like that. But mine was just a natural picture. And, you know, I look good, look slender, smoking a cigar, relaxing. And the interview were pretty good, too.
Have you always dreamed of being in Playboy in that way, Goose?
Not really. I mean, it's not one of my goals, but it was pretty cool. You know, I'd rather like to be in, like, Swank or something like that, like, in a pose. But that ain't going to happen.
You're posing out here on the practice fields. We've seen the HBO special. You obviously are one of the stars of the HBO show, Hard Knocks. You don't like practice much. A week into this thing, are you starting to feel the love and the camaraderie? And at least you're getting free food out of the deal.
Yeah, that's one good thing. You know, HBO's really portraying, you know, what True Camp is about. I mean, you know, I'm just the only one that's voicing my opinion. You know, I think everybody hates camp. You know, no one wants to be here. No one, like, looks forward to coming to camp. But it gets better. You know, the weather's a little hot right now, and guys are, you know, struggling to get through it. But once the games start kicking in, I mean, it's going to get a lot easier and a lot more fun.
Live at Ravens camp with the Goose, Nasty Nester. For you, so many years in the league, you hate camp now. You always hated camp. But maybe early in your career, you couldn't express how much you hated camp. How much have you changed as a player as far as camp goes? From being a guy who was an undrafted free agent who got a $1,000 signing bonus, blew it all on a bar tab, to now being, you know, a wealthy guy, a Super Bowl champion, and a guy that's well thought of. You made the team now. You don't have anything out here to prove anymore.
Well, I think the whole thing, the reality really hit me last year when I didn't come to camp. And, you know, came in like 10 days before the opening game and felt pretty good. And, you know, had to work through like getting your, you know, legs back a little bit after the first week of practice. But now I don't see there any purpose in really having a camp. I mean, camp is like, you know, I don't know, camaraderie. I mean, maybe for the younger guys or stuff like that. But, you know, I think, you know, if we get to spend more time with our kids and our wives and our families back at home, that, you know, we'll have a better time and for the season. And if something works, you stick with it. Last year I didn't come to camp. This year they asked me to come in. You know, they're always saying, you know, if something works, stay with it. And everybody's looking for the formula. Well, I think I have the formula. Don't go to camp. Stay home. Show up 10 days before practice, before the opening day, and then go play football.
And win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Who likes the camera more, you or Brian?
I'm not the camera, really. You know, I don't think I like the camera. It's not like something I like to do. It's just that it doesn't change me. See, a lot of people, when you put the camera on them, all of a sudden they'll go, oh, I gotta be politically correct, or I gotta say the right thing. I really don't give a shit. You know, what you see is what you get, and you know, if you like me, great. If you don't, it really doesn't matter to me.
How have you felt about the HBO films filming? I mean, has it been an intrusion for you? So you act the same way with cameras around, but there are cameras around now. So even though you're acting the same, it's got to be a little bit of a drain on you.
Yeah, I mean, the first couple of days it was like, you know, enough's enough. But now you just ignore them. I mean, you know, just whatever. You know, people are going to see you for who you are and have their own opinions. I think, you know, you have to go and and just take it day by day. I mean, the first week, the miserableness of coming to camp is sort of like wore off me. I'm like, you know, sort of like having a little good, a pretty good time here in camp now, having some fun. There's some stuff going around. There's a lot of smoke going around. Kids are quitting. You know, that's always fun stuff. And you know, you get to see it on, you know, you always get to go on Thursday and look on HBO and see what else other people are doing in camp. It keeps you occupied.
Tony Siragusa, world champion. I guess you played a lot of years in the league. You made some money. Nice football player. You played an AFC championship game with the Colts and whatnot, but now you're world champion. How has your life changed over the last 7 or 8 months?
Definitely gotten a lot better looking. You know, it's sort of, you know, it's fun. It's great, you know, wearing the ring and everything like that. But, you know, after a while, it wears on you a little bit, man. People coming up to you all the time. You can't really do nothing. You know, you want to scratch your balls a little bit. You know, people are always watching you and stuff, you know, telling you. You know, you're always concerned about, you know, having a booger in your nose, talking to somebody, and I'm not telling you about that. I mean, you know, a lot of responsibility comes with being a world champion.
For you, this year, you get everybody back. Had a chance to catch up with a lot of the other players on the defense. You guys like each other. I mean, there are a lot of guys that came back here, didn't have to come back here. The Harry Swains and the Sam Gashes, and you were a guy contracted to come back here. Tell me about the camaraderie in that defense, because I think a lot of people around the country see how special it is and really had a chance to smell that back in January.
I think our first level guys are all, you know, all back, except for our, you know, strong safety, Kim Herring. The guys, you know, we play for each other. We know what each one of us can do, and we expect a lot out of each other, and I think that pushes us. I think the big thing is, you know, we lack some depth. I mean, we lost a lot of backup guys who played a backup role, but were, you know, crucial in us getting to the playoffs and even playing in the Super Bowl. You know, they're the guys that we're really going to miss, and some of these younger guys now have to go and take that responsibility, and know that they're going to get some time on the field and go and make a, you know, make do of it. And I think that's one of our biggest concerns as a unit.
You said in the Playboy interview, no regrets on your tombstone. What are a couple things you've done since the Super Bowl that you've always wanted to do, you never got around to doing, that you did during this offseason? Part of that no regrets theory that the Goose lives by.
No, I've done a lot in the off season, but I really haven't done anything for myself. You know, I've done a lot of you know, shows and met a lot of people in show business and sat down and talked to a lot of big corporate people about different deals here and there. But you know, most of my time, other than doing that, was spent with my family and my kids and stuff like that. And that's the stuff I really, you know, really starting to cherish now. I mean, my kids are getting older, where I can, you know, go and mess around with them and have some fun and take them on different, you know, projects and take them the great adventure and ride the roller coasters with them and stuff like that. I mean, that's the stuff that I really enjoy. But I really haven't done anything for myself this off season except, you know, hang out with my wife. Now she's pregnant. We're going to be having our third coming up in probably the next couple of weeks, and just relaxing, sort of, you know, taking it easy and absorbing everything that happened with the Super Bowl.
5 more months with me. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm glad I ain't got to live with you, but I mean, you know, we'll have to tolerate you. I mean, you have your book out, you know, you're running around campus, you know, when you're spandex. You know, I'm really upset that I haven't seen you doing the, you know, usually, you know, you can get Brian Billick to run like a 40-yard dash. I remember a couple of years ago you did that, and I mean, you know, you look like a homosexual, but I don't want to say anything. You know, I haven't seen you much at camp this year. I'm really like waiting for like a, you know, a hot dog eating contest or see how much, you know, weight someone can, you know, swing from their scrotum. I mean, something really unique, a contest that you usually come up with. So I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe we can catch you a little bit of time on HBO.
I've taken your theory just the last 10 days. I'm just going to be here the last 10 days at camp. That's all I need.
Last 10 days. You're smart. You're smart.
Thanks, Goose.
Bye.
Tony Siragusa a little earlier. The Ravens players making their way from the top field to the bottom field. We're at Bear Stadium.
You notice who's the first one to practice this afternoon?
Tony Siragusa out here ready to work in this 100-degree heat. I noticed that. I did see that. We're going to come back. We have 2 more great hours from Ravens training camp in Westminster, Maryland. Stay with us. This this nostalgia throwback to celebrate our Hall of Fame conversations during my long career here at WNST has been brought to you by our friends at Toyota. Find this and hundreds of retrospective, intelligent, and often prescient conversations this summer in the Buy a Toyota Audio Vault at WNST.net. This is a Baltimore positive summer, and I urge you to join us in our mission to make the city and our area a better place, and we appreciate State Fair in Catonsville, Fadley Seafood of Lexington Market, and Jennings Cafe and Yomps of Catonsville for sponsoring our chats with former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller. All of our WNST summer dusties and nostalgia are brought to you by King Discount Liquors. Give the king a ring. Lottery beer, booze, and the best prices in Baltimore. Johnny Bev and the King All-Stars have been with me throughout many of these chats. Many a Super Bowl chat from King Discount Liquors. Appreciate you. Love you guys at it. Paul King. Love me more because he doesn't have Facebook. Fremont Mortgage. Don't make a 30-year mistake by choosing the wrong lender. Carl Delmont's here. Owns the Harrisburg Heat. Does the right thing in the community in soccer. And we've had ladies soccer all summer long. And you need that. You need that mortgage. You need it to be tight and right, then you need my friends at Fremont Mortgage if you're buying, selling, or thinking about it. Find them at Fremont.com. Pizza John's in Essex, my mom's favorite pizza, my wife's favorite pizza. TVs with the games, the beer, the ice cream. You can take one home. We do that all summer long. Pizza John's in Essex. See why they've been doing it as long as I've been doing it. 50 years they've been doing it on Back River Neck Road in Essex, and there's a rumor we might be in their TV commercial. And last but not least, never least, Sydney and our pals at Charles Newsonoff and Sons, 410-661-5050, all summer long. Jewelry, watches, engagement rings, custom designs. Did my wife's engagement ring and band when it sort of fell apart after a little wear and tear, and they put it back together again. It's more beautiful than ever. Thank you, Sydney, and our friends at Charles Newsonoff and Sons. We're doing nostalgia all summer long. You can find it out in the buyatoyota.com audio vault, and of course, our morning newspaper still shipping every morning. We're about to change that, freshen it up, give you a new look. So subscribe. Please do so. It's all brought to you by our friends at Planet Fitness and PlanetFitness.com. And last but never least, our tech service always on at Luke Jones, doing it from training camp and beyond. You can find that and find Dennis, of course, here on Thursdays from 3 until 5. Subscribe to our tech service. Tune in to the SSV on WNST, all brought to you by Coons Ford of Security Boulevard. I am Nestor. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Snapchat and Instagram and streaming live anywhere the nostalgia takes you. Really hope you're enjoying these chats as much as I've enjoyed my career and bringing them to you and our sponsors around us. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports, Baltimore positive nostalgia, and awesome stuff. Stick with us. Something cool is coming up next.